Protests continue in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where a white police officer killed a young black man a day after authorities released video footage of the incident. Devastating, horrifying, heartbreaking, those are the words the Leoya family are using to describe the video of the white officer shooting their beloved in the back of the head as 26-year-old Patrick Leoya was face down on the ground after a traffic stop. Dorcas Leoya is his mother.
As a parent, I was thinking maybe it was my son who was going to bury me. He will assist at my funeral. But what is so astonishing, I am the one burying my son. When we ran away from war, from Congo, because we were in an area that was not safe, there was a war. And I thought that I came to a safe land, a heaven, a safe place. And I start thinking now, I'm surprised and astonished to see that my son, it's here that my son has been killed with bullets. I hear that my heart, I see my heart being broken, really. And I cannot have another one who's going to replace Patrick. And for that, I need justice for my son.
Video indicates an officer stopped Leoya for having a license plate that didn't match the vehicle. It shows Leoya getting out of the car, confused.
I'm stopping you. Do you have a license? Do you have a license?
For what?
I'm stopping you. Do you have a license?
What done?
Do you have a driver's license? Do you speak English?
Yes.
Can I see your license?
What do you want?
The plate doesn't belong on this car. Do you have a license or no? Do you have a driver's license?
Yes. Yeah,
where is it at?
It's in the car.
Get it for me.
Leoya asked the person in the passenger seat to give it to him. The passenger doesn't have it, so Leoya motions towards the car, stepping away from the officer, who then tries to arrest him, and a chase ensues.
No, stop, stop. Put your hands on your head. Stop!
Okay. Damn.
Stop!
The identified officer then uses his stun gun. Breaking down the video, family attorney Ben Crump points out the officer's stun gun failed twice, and he didn't follow his training protocols.
Had the officer been paying attention to his training, he would have known that that taser, because he had fired it twice, was rendered ineffective at that time. So there was no reason for him to have any intimate fear of the taser being used against him. What was so wrong about him calling for backup? It wasn't like Patrick had murdered someone. It wasn't like he had robbed anybody. He was being stopped for a traffic violation. But yet, he still did not de-escalate.
In the video, as a stun gun fails, a struggle ensues, and Leoya grabs and holds onto it. The officer then gets on top of Leoya, as people yell he's not a threat, and for the officer to not hit him.
Stop grabbing him like
no.
That.
No!
Now he good like her. Yo, you hit him too.
You call the taser!
No, he ain't grabbing no taser.
As Leoya's face down on the ground, the officer yells for Leoya to release the stun gun. He then pulls out his firearm and shoots Leoya point blank in the back of the head. Leoya's father, Peter Leoya, says his son was treated like an animal.
To see that my son has been killed like an animal by this police officer, and to see this video they show, I see that I have no life. I see my heart being broken.
Naomba sheria.
I'm asking for justice.
Naomba sheria.
I'm asking for justice.
Attorney Crump says the officer escalated the situation into an execution. He draws parallels between how the police treat blacks in the U.S. and Russia's war in the Ukraine.
We are condemning Russian soldiers for shooting civilians in Ukraine in the back of the head. Why aren't we condemning police officers here in the United States of America shooting unarmed black civilians in the back of the head? It's a simple question. If it's wrong to shoot civilians in the back of the head in the Ukraine, it is wrong for police to shoot civilians in the back of the head here in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Crump is calling for federal police reform like the George Floyd and Policing Act. It's failed to pass the Senate. The Michigan State Police are investigating the incident. Authorities have declined to release the name of the shooting officer. I'm Christina Onnested, reporting for KPFA.